Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The vote by lawmakers in South Carolina to take down the Confederate flag may have overshadowed a ruling against another symbol seen as racist. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered the cancellation of the trademark registration of the Washington Redskins. Mike Pesca has more on this. He's Here and Now's sports analyst and host of the podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, we know the team's going to appeal this ruling, but it does seem like a big deal.
It is a big deal. Originally, by a 2-1 ruling, the commission said that the Redskins couldn't use this name. Now, because there is something called the Lanham Act, which says that if something is disparaging, that it can't be trademarked. So the fight, at least as the Redskins wanted to make the fight, was to have the question be, in 1967, when it was registered, was it disparaging? And it was not only proved, at least to the satisfaction of this judge, that it was, but he went back and found out that since the 19th century, that term has indeed been disparaging. And so a little bit of context. So what does it mean that it's not trademarked? It doesn't mean that necessarily everyone could use it. People could bootleg their own Washington team T-shirts. But it does mean that the bar for going after those people, if they do bootleg the T-shirts, will be a little bit higher. And local jurisdictions will have to get involved. So maybe like a California magistrate would say, yeah, that's not a trademark infringement.
Well, just be clear. Because the ruling doesn't keep the team from using the name.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing this might do is open up the possibility that others can rip it off without legally ripping it off. There's still common law trademark rules, but it's no longer a privileged trademark. And so therefore, it will be maybe a little bit harder for Washington to make money on branded merchandise.
Right.
But also, I do think it's symbolically important, and I do think it gets the ball rolling on eventually one day this team no longer having that name. Although Dan Snyder has said, we will never change the name. And I don't want to shout the word never, but he told the reporter that. He said, literally, put that in all caps. So whatever the radio version of all caps is, he says, never changing the name.
Well, so let's get to that. And so you're saying that the team can't sue for a trademark infringement if somebody uses it because there is no trademark anymore and be hard to win the lawsuit. But yeah, the team is saying the facts and the law are on the side of the team. But what about public opinion?
Well, this is one of the things the team argues. Bob Raskoff, who's their lawyer, said that that white people think Redskins is worse than Native Americans do. And Washington has all these councils where they say there are local chiefs and people have dug into the accuracy of their claims about people who sit on the councils, you know, endorsing the team name. But it's hard to get a survey. It's hard to hear as much opinion from Native Americans as, say, Black Americans about the Confederate flag. Mm-hmm. But there seems to be a lot of evidence that it is just inherently or at least perceived to be disparaging. And that alone allows it to not be or makes this trademark case have been decided in the way it has been.
Boy, what an interesting time. The Confederate flag coming down and the name of the name offensive to some of a football team being struck by a judge. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. We'd love listeners' opinions, especially in the Washington area, to this at herenow.org. Mike, thank you so much.
You're welcome.